We should take comfort that a saint like John the Baptist is still unsure if Jesus is the Messiah. We can look back on that time and think that he would have had it all figured out and that there would be no doubt in his mind. But there is. Our doubts, then, should not seem like as big a deal. While John the Baptist still had some doubts or questions, those did not prevent him from still carrying out his mission of being a prophet. He didn't make excuses. He didn't hem or haul around. He still proclaimed repentance and did the work of preparing the way for the Lord. So while we might have doubts or questions about our faith, we still need to do the work that we are called to do. Our world clearly struggles with commitment. New marriages, religious and priestly vocations are down. Divorces remain high, charities struggle to find volunteers, church attendance hasn't really recovered from COVID, and people seem more isolated and lonely than ever. We can make all kinds of excuses why we can't commit, but it's a trap. It's a trap because commitment is a good thing. Giving our life to others is a necessary and healthy part of being a human being because it is who we were created to be by God. Having things that ground our life and force us to commit each week help us to have a steady life. And the world certainly needs examples of steady lives. While the world might question even our most basic foundations that just a few years ago we took as common sense, each of us can do our part to live our life in our faith, to live our individual vocations to the fullest extent with love, to show up week after week to worship our God, to give our valuable time to those in need each week. There are many who are desperate in this world of direction, and maybe that is us. What God offers us is a place to root ourselves. The gospel offers us meaning while we are confused. We should not take our doubts and questions as signs to disengage, but instead to engage more deeply. God never calls us away from his people. He always calls us into deeper communion with each other. While each of us has varying levels of need for alone time, we are always called to be with others both as friends, but also as servants. We are called to be self-giving, not selfish. John the Baptist might have had some doubts, but he didn't allow those doubts to crush his faith. Instead, he went to Jesus for the answer. We too can turn toward our Lord with our questions, doubts, and insecurities. We can do this privately in prayer, but we also have to remember to do this as a community of faith, because God speaks to us through those around us and those we serve in charity. God softens our hearts and gives us answers without saying anything to us. All it requires is for us to humble our pride and give ourselves to our Lord and our neighbor. In this way, we can find meaning and purpose in this crazy world.